Welcome to VFN TV with the VFN interns. I'm your host, Isaiah Rams, and joining me in just a moment is Jonathan Hamilton. We're going to be talking about the Azusa Street Revival and what we can do to use healing into Azusa Street 2.0. Join us in a minute.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program with the VFN intern, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
There is so much to learn in the VFN internship. VFN TV provides a biblical perspective, a God perspective, on news and events happening today, right now.
We're shown that it's not about knowing the news, it's about knowing what to do with the news you know.
And in this internship, men and women of God, followers of Jesus Christ, are trained and enabled to be sent out to actually do his work.
All forms of media are covered. You're taught the importance of lighting and audio.
How to operate a camera and edit recordings.
You're shown how necessary time coding and composing articles can be.
The significance of pursuing and creating advertisement.
As well as the critical role and responsibility of a director.
What is in your heart? What do you want to produce with media and television and broadcast? You want to be able to do an internship with us? We are totally open to be able to look at those possibilities. We have interns here all the time. And I believe in your heart, in the heart of this generation, there is some just like this, some awesome thoughts and concepts to be able to just give everybody hope and focus again, once again, on freedom.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Isaiah Ramos, and my co-host, Jonathan Hamilton. And so one of the things that we have learned through being in the ministry of VFN is Azusa Street, what took place. And I remember that we have always been taught that we are Azusa Street 2.0, and just seeing the VFN internship, keep progressing, and I just seeing that this is it. This is Street 2.0. So let me just give you a couple facts about Azusa Street. It was birthed in 1906. The leader was William J. Seymour, I believe. And obviously 1906 was a time of segregation and all that stuff. Just the terrible things that they have done, even including the church. And when he was so hungry for God, that when he went to the church, they forced him to go sit outside and look out the window to hear, because the church wouldn't allow him inside the building.
It's crazy.
I know. It's amazing. And I'm going to quote this for you from the VFN Torch. His hunger and desire to know more of God caused him to push through this. It simply didn't affect him. It's just amazing how, after all that rejection, he still didn't matter. He just was so hungry for God.
That's just God in him.
And it's just the Holy Spirit. And William would spend hours praying, seeking the Lord, and reading his Bible. And he preached about the baptisms and the Holy Spirit, and prayed earnestly to move God into his life and use him. And that's one of the things that me and you and all of the interns asked God to use us in many ways that we can't imagine. He would sticking out in the window, just hearing God's voice. That's how hungry he was.
I know. If only America would be like this today.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that how much compassion and hunger we have lost. All these distractions that we are here and having today, it's just amazing about how much hunger this man had. He would spend hours seeking the Lord and reading his Bible. As others were hungry and heard of his hunger, he was invited to the Los Angeles to preach. After only 1 week, he was kicked out. So
that's just crazy.
1 week he was kicked out. It could be for his color. Just imagine you were invited to preach and then you are kicked out in less than a week. A week later, you are kicked out because of the skillet, the skin, your skin color.
I know that I would be angry if that happened to me, but he had such God in him that he allowed like this anger not to affect him, but he continued on with his ministry and he didn't let this affect him at all, and he just kept going after it, which was really powerful.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I would be pretty upset. I mean, like right now I would be really upset if that happened. And with no money, imagine being kicked out with no money, no place to sleep. Now he was invited to a home with another man. He would pray, and when he was up, when he would pray, when he was with the man in the apartment, he would pray up to 7 hours.
Wow.
7 hours. And what we're doing in the prayer fasting community.
Every Monday,
we're praying 24 hours. It's just amazing how what God moves. But 7 hours he would pray. That's amazing. And one time during his prayer time, God spoke to him, to the apartment, to share what the Lord was speaking to him, to share what he was speaking to him. That's part of being a disciple maker. So his burning heart, so this prayer meeting moved to a small home. After that, three women had been praying. So God's in one of his prayer times, God spoke to him to travel to an apartment, a particular apartment, to share what the Lord has been speaking to him. And to his surprise, he was invited by three women that told him that they were praying to God for a revival. It's amazing. And they had such a burning heart as they spoke to him.
It just shows you God's plan.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Now, this prayer meeting, it was in a small little home. Others also were drawn to their hunger. They were like, man, I want this, just by, you know, fellowshipping and all these different things. So imagine you have your little home, and then you birth the revival, and then crowds were surrounded by the house. Crowds. Imagine your house being surrounded by a whole bunch of people wanting to hear the voice of God. Imagine that. I really want the revival to come to the Gulf Coast, Pensacola, because right now where America's at, we need this. Like, we need a revival. We need to repent. We just need to cry out to God and just praise him. And to just, the Christians in America, they need to wake up and start making disciples and start a revival. And only God can do that. But once you repent and do all these things, your fellowship will start. So crowds around the house. God, you know, guided William to William J. Seymour with others to a building located Azusa. And that's where this Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, that's why they call it the Azusa Street Revival. And so they went there. So as a long story short, as they got this new building to fit everyone in, these teenagers would pray alongside him. And what we're doing now, with also healing and what we're doing, is just amazing. Like, we can do this.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this. And
the presence of God in that building, in the Azusa Street building, was so thick that people that hadn't joined the Azusa Street Revival called the fire department, because they said that they saw flames running up and down this building. Which just shows you the power of God.
It just shows you the Spirit of God and how much hunger and how much the presence of God was in there. And that's what I want to come to Pensacola. I mean, who wouldn't want that, the presence of God, and just have that type of experience? That would be amazing. And I also heard that they thought it was rushing up and down the building, and they thought it was on fire. Imagine being in a street, and then you see this, giant building, and then fire is rushing up and down of it. That's amazing. That could turn someone to Jesus, and
In an instant.
Just seeing by that. And that just goes to show you about, to see them think, if that could happen, imagine what can happen. Imagine what can happen in my spiritual life. And then, it was amazing.
Lots of healing took place.
Limbs were put back together by young people. Fingers would grow back. Amazing how to see a cut off finger grow back, mm-hmm. just supernatural way. And a woman was known in the Zuzu Street revival for bringing teeth back. And what she would do was she'd stick her finger and then she'll put it in someone's mouth and then they'll grow back.
That's incredible.
That's crazy. You know how much faith that is? And it's so simple that we can do this as Christians, and whatever age you are, you can still do this. I mean, if people can do it back then, what's stopping us from doing it now?
I know. And wheelchairs, crutches, and other devices that helped people move around.
They had a particular room. They had a particular room, a giant room that was filled with crutches, crutches, wheelchairs, all these different things, because God was healing people.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us about the oldest of evangelist that you have spoken to me about, and I found was really good about how he was talking about what it was like back then. So share with us.
Yeah, his name is Otis, and he is the oldest evangelist in the world.
So how old is he now?
He's 107, I believe.
107. Wow, that's amazing.
That's really powerful. As a matter of fact, we have a video for you on CBN about Otis. Why don't you watch it right now?
Otis knew the original members of the Azusa Street Mission, which was started by William J. Seymour in 1906, and was the location of the famous revival. Otis was eventually given power of attorney over the Azusa Street Mission.
We felt free. We had free, we were free to sing your song, do your dance, whatever you want to do. You were free to do it. Blessed are the free in heart, for they shall see God. So we were, Zeusa set a lot of the folks free.
In 1946, Clark was officially ordained as an evangelist and preacher.
All I want to do is for us to wake up. The church world, all of us need to wake up and know that we're greater in God. And God got greater things for us.
Otis took his first mission trip to Africa at the age of 103 and returned again at age 104. He plans to visit Jamaica in July for another mission trip. He's in great health, takes no medications, and never stops making friends. He also continues to preach all over the world. And he says his secret and source of strength can be found in the power of prayer.
God keeps you kind of healthy and help you out, makes you strong. Prayer actually is asking God to make you stronger, to make you have the mind to live right. Give you the privilege to kind of talk to God. See, you can talk to God.
Otis recently celebrated his 107th birthday in Seattle, Washington, surrounded by family and friends. Today, Otis is the world's oldest living evangelist, but he feels the best is still yet to come.
My favorite verse is, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Yeah, he that believeth. God give you eternal life, meaning you can live with God forever. Yeah, all you have to do is to be on God's side. And I hope if you're on God's side, you're on a winning side. May God bless you. May God bless you. And stay on his side. Stay on God's side.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? 107 years old and he's still going strong. Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
That's amazing. And no medications, too.
That's just God's power.
And so join us when we come back from this break. We're going to be talking with Christian Hamilton, a fellow intern, and this healing that took place at Walmart. Join us in a minute.
Welcome back to VFN TV.
Hi, my name is Christian Hamilton, and I am an intern here at the VFN TV studios. First, to start like any other day, I mean, I hadn't even gone into paid in full yet. I did, but before then, you know, I didn't really know what it meant, didn't really understand much of any of it. But when I started paid in full, I got up that morning, read it, and it basically explained to me that you don't have to be any special person to heal anyone. And that was one of the hardest things I've struggled with, is I always struggled with the fact that I thought I was either too young or I wasn't like some pastor's kid or something like that. So I never wanted to heal anyone. But, you know, after reading Paid in Full, it showed me that I didn't have to be perfect to heal someone. So I just went out and did what he told me to do. I was walking in Walmart on one of the frozen section aisles, and this lady with a scooter was, like one of the scooters in Walmart, was driving by, and God told me that she had a knee problem. So I said, ma'am, do you have any specific knee pain or anything? Because I feel like that's what God's telling me you have. And turns out she did, because she pulled up her right pant leg, I believe, and there was a huge scar from the bottom of the kneecap to the top of the kneecap, where there had been metal replacements and everything, all that was in there. And she welcomed prayer. I asked her if I could pray for her. She said, yeah, sure. And she seemed kind of doubtful, like nothing was gonna happen. So I said, do you mind if I just hold your hand? And so I held her hand and I said, knee. I spoke to the knee and I said, be healed. And at first because there was cracking, sticking, and like pulling in her knee that was going on. So whenever she walked, she had a lot of issues there. So I asked her if she wouldn't mind getting up and testing it out. So she got up with her cane and she was walking on it. She said that the pulling was gone from the metal plates. So I said, all right, let's pray again. And so I prayed over it again and the cracking left. And so at that point I was still overjoyed. And in that moment I kind of felt like there's really no reason to continue. But then it came back up, and because that was a thought from the devil right away. But then it came back to me, it's like, you know, if I stop here, she's not gonna get 100% of what Jesus paid for. So I prayed over it again, and it was completely healed. She had no pain, no cracking, no sticking, no pulling, nothing in her knee, and she was able to walk. She still did walk with the cane, but I believe she could have just left the cane because she was walking pretty fast. You don't have to be this huge person with blessed powers from, you know, Almighty Himself. We already have that. We have power in us. There's, you know, we have power and authority. They're two very different things, but they both result in only one thing, and that's bringing people to God.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? Just to see Christian, 16 years old, taking what Art Thomas just gave us, and just seeing a teenager do it. If a teenager can do it, it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be a kid, you could be a teenager, you could be old, you could be really old, and it just go with it. Jonathan, lead us in prayer.
Right. Dear God, thank you for this time we could spend just showing your message about healing and everything to the world, God. And I ask to give all the believers the strength to be able to encourage and faith to be able to walk out this healing ministry and not have that fear of man, God. I ask you to please end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless. Join us as the VFN interns all share about their experiences in the VFN internship. and how it impacted their lives and changed them into the people they are today.
Starting internship was pretty scary because I didn't know anything, and with me, not knowing how to do something is hard, and I had to learn that being perfect is not going to happen, and doing everything right the first time isn't going to happen either. So just understanding my limitations and just trusting in God to pull me through it instead of trusting in myself was a huge thing. And I think anybody with a complex that makes them think that they have to do everything super good will really benefit from this experience.
Wow, I really did learn a lot in this internship. Not only through cameras, through editing, and through just time coding, journaling, all this type of stuff. I also learned how to really walk my spiritual life. Not just reading just to read, but to actually look at who you're talking to, who you're praying to, and really understand what he does and what he's all about. And it really does teach you how to be a disciple. The whole thing was about being a disciple, not just doing things for God, but being a disciple and training others to be a disciple. And I encourage anyone who does want to do the internship to really do it, because it will really help your walk with God, and plus you're doing something for God's kingdom.
Well, what I learned in this internship was amazing. I mean, not only did I learn how to direct and do everything, just I can't even tell you the stuff that I did. It's just, there's so many things that you learn in this internship. It's kind of overwhelming at first, but you know, through doing the internship, you gain more of a, you gain a lot of character. You get, more responsible with what you're doing. And I would encourage anybody who's doing it or wants to do it, I encourage you to do it, because it builds on your spiritual life and everything that you're doing. But yeah, I would encourage you to do the same.
I really learned a lot in the internship program, not just in media-wise and educational-wise, but also in a spiritual and having a really more stronger relationship with the Lord. And just the things that I've been taught here, having character and integrity, the maturity in my life was so different than when I started the internship. I was like so immature then, and then just to see me now as the internship is ending, just how to see that I'm growing more mature and becoming a young man. And I really encourage anybody that wants to do this internship program. It's going to move you so much in spiritually and educational-wise, and you'll get a good relationship with the Lord.
Going through the VFN internship has been an amazing experience, and it's sad to say that it's almost over, but it's been really, really encouraging. And it's really awesome because I've learned so much about cameras and media and things that will help me as I venture out into doing like God's work and things like that. And starting with the Maestro discipleship, just being really good to start with, because it really leads the way for everything else. And if you're interested in internships and doing the work of God, this is definitely for you. So pray about it and ask God and join.
I learned so much during this internship. I mean, it's just hard to explain. Like, I learned how to edit. I learned how to time code. I learned how to produce, direct it. And I even learned how to work the cameras so people can watch it from the VFN TV. And also, not only that, but I just grew so more deeply in my relationship with God that I'm very grateful for the VFN internship, and I'm so much more mature. And I would encourage you that if God is like impressing on you to do the internship, you should do it, definitely, because it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me in my life, and I think it will be for you too.
For more information on the VFN internship, visit us at vfntv.com/contact us. We look forward to hearing from you. Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in moral purity. 1 Timothy 4:12.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Isaiah Ramos, and we're so glad that you can join us. Don't forget that you can catch us at vfntv.com on your mobile applications. You can download on VFN TV your Apple apps and Android apps and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. Don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.